This summer, a group of young writers from all over the country gathered in Belfast for a workshop called The Telling Room. At the end of the week, they came into Belfast Community Radio's studio to read some of their poems. And here they are, the students from The Telling Room.
Cars Honk and Geese Honk, read by Zoe Lukens and made by Zoe Lukens. This is Maine. In Maine, the trees are green. The birds sing. The flowers bloom. It smells like salt from the sea, sap from the trees, and pollen from the flowers. Maine is a beautiful place. I live in California. Where I live, the buildings rise tall to the sky. There are people, cars, and fame. Cities have their own kind of smells, such as gasoline from cars, trash, and sewers. When I'm in California, I can barely have any time to sit down and take a break. But in Maine, I can take a break anytime I want.
Get the Net, made by Abe Hun, read by Sheehan Un.
I once met a gnat who wore a big hat, and I would chat with that old smelly rat. He was good at combat, he could beat up a cat, as if someone had sat on that poor old cat. The gnat's name was Gat, he was pretty fat, he could turn a mat very, very flat. He was a big brat, he would never blat. After all, a gnat is a gnat, and that is the end of Gat the Net.
How to Be Rad But Bad, made by Sheehan On and read by Sheehan On. We drive, we thrive, we survive, we connive. We rad, we bad, we stun, we run. We break, we take, we punch, we crunch. We whack, we hack, we die, goodbye.
Waves crash on a beach in sunset, somewhere on the mid-coast. A mysterious island lies in the distance at sea. A lobsterman crosses the bay, making a small wake. At night, the moon disappears behind the clouds. Snow starts falling. In a little while, the mid-coast will be covered in a white blanket. By Avery Redfern.
The water looked like TV static as the tiny ripples explored the empty cold blue. Further into the shore, the bright lush greens reflected onto the water. High above your head, a large bridge stands. The lulling noise of cars passing adds to the hypnotizing water, glimmering as it moves slowly beneath the bridge. A cormorant pops out of the water, gliding slowly across, leaving a path of glittering silver. I made a
Look Further Than the Storm by Lydia Hahn. Waves lap the seaweed-covered shore, smell its saltiness and hear the birds squawk. Hear the cars, horns, and engines bustling across the bridge, ready to start a new day, as great sea vessels wait patiently by the dock. People stroll by leisurely, the chatter of students fill the air with excitement, signs of dead life strewn along the beach. The air is dark, gloomy, and polluted, threatening to pour at any minute. Heavy dark clouds hang in the air, but I know that after every thunderstorm, there's always a rainbow.
That House on Morse Avenue, June 17th, 2017. You would probably hear the photo booth countdown followed by weird noises created by a ferocious shoe, or my little brother. It was common, surprisingly, and I often joined him along with my older brother. It was fun. June 18th, 2017. I was alone in Dad's office, where we always played with the photo booth. I decided to lean back very far in my chair. Why? I don't know, but the chair ended up falling backwards. Now, I would have probably died if it wasn't for this crucial detail I failed to mention. See, my brother played video games in my dad's office too, like me, but he had his own table and setup, and in the setup he had a cushion, since he sat on the floor, and my head had landed right in the cushion. That was scary. June 19th, 2017. I started to think about old photo booth videos, and I thought of the time me and my brother made videos explaining how to do box fights and making box forts. I was probably around 3 at that time. I cherish that. June 20th, 2017. After I got back from kindergarten, I saw my dad in a suit and tie. I asked him, "Why are you dressed fancy, Dad?" He replied, "We can talk about that at home." When we got home, I asked again. He told me that our American grandma had died. If you didn't know, my dad had a friend, and she was old, so we called her American Grandma. That news had made me bawl my eyes out. It was maybe one of the most crushing days of my life. I am Soyun An, and this poem is That House on Morse Avenue.
Mountains of rocks, made and read by Lydia Han, Abe Han, and Chien An. Walking through rocks in my Crocs, over little pebbles and big boulders.
Looking up in the sky, I see hawks. I look over my shoulder, great mountains that stand up high.
Higher than I could see, way up into the sky, looking down at me.
Hello, this is a Sunflower poem by
Zoe Lukens
and Sun Yunan. Oh, Sunflower, you are so yellow.
You are more yellow than a bee.
For you are so mellow.
While I drink my tea.
For when you are dead,
I cry in my bed.
The Blue Knight, made by Xian An,
Sun Yunan,
and Ada Bach.
The Blue Knight, haven't you heard? He is a knight who travels across the Indigo Sea. His shiny blue armor gleams in the night sky.
The gleam is brighter than a bright blue star. He single-handedly fought and defeated the creatures of the deep blue abyss.
Tale has it that when he looks up in the evening sky, he disappears into the great blue yonder.
You've been listening to poems written and read by the students of The Telling Room, a writer's workshop held at Waterfall Arts in Belfast, Maine.